Sugya, everybody. Sugya of Navy Get Bishvina. We had a little bit of a bridge here on Thursday, so maybe just chazering over, we said very quickly on the Tosis, and then we'll hopefully do the next Tosis as well, the Amar of Yehuda Tosis. So the Gemara raises the Stiras Habraisis, Tani Chada, Navy Get Bishvina, Kamevi, the Eretz Yisrael, the other braisa, Kamevi b'chutz la'aretz, and we're working out the first approach in the Gemara. Soon is going to come another approach in Daf Chesed and Aleph, but the approach right now is assuming what is the case. Where is the Sfina located? Which Naharos are they? Naharos within the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. There are rivers within the borders. But what is the issue? The issue is, as Gemara wants to make it depend on the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, regarding a situation of a Sfina, and you have on the Sfina some afar of Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara, the Braisa says, and on that you have something growing. If the Sfina is not scratching the surface of the bottom of the water, there we have Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Gemara is assumption to Machlokes. Shitas Chachamim, there's a chi of Maisav Shvius. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Pater. When is Rabbi Yehuda agreeing? By Sfina Gosheshes. So the Gemara makes that connect to the case of Get. From there, Rav Zera goes on and says that another Sim Nafkamina from the Machokis Vidna Chacham is a case of Atzit Yaakov, that is above the ground, not literally on the ground, but rather Agabi Yesedos. So he wants to equate the same machokes that the Chacham Dichayv Maaser Shvius from Yehuda B'Pater. On that, Rava comes and deflects it and says, no, you can go either direction and differentiate both within Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda perhaps only says it's Pater by Sfina because it's a Suya of Roach, but maybe Atzitz is better, and you can differentiate in the other direction, even the Chacham who say that's Chayiv, by the case of the case of Sfina, but we say here it's worse because there it's Afar, here it's Avir. Okay. Meanwhile, what is the picture that comes out of the sugya? So we noted, with regard to the Machokas of Yidna Chacham itself, the way that it would seem, and that we would apply this both with Rashi and Tosef, is you could start off by saying the issue has to do with Yanika. After all, the issues of whether you're Chayim Maaser Shvius, you need to have Yanika. Without that, there's nothing to talk about. It has to be Yanika from the ground. But we didn't want to say just that, because then it's hard to make a machokis about the Metzius. So we rather wanted to say a little bit differently, that Yanika there is, but Yanika has to be direct Yanika. So therefore, Agabe HaNahar, the question is that called you being Yonik directly from the ground below? There is Yanika, but if you view the Nahar as a mafsik, as the Lashon HaRitva suggests, then you would have to say it's not direct Yanika, it's not therefore Gadol min ha-karka, it's gadol from something else, which ultimately can be traced to the karka. That's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept it to be mechayev et maaser shvius. The Chacham say the nar is not a mafsik, and therefore it's called gadol min ha-karka, it's called direct yinika. That's why Rav Zera wanted to make a similar parallel to the case of the atzitz, where it's avir mafsik. Again, if the nar is mafsik, it's not called Gadam and Akarka according to Rabbi Yehuda, so to Bayatfis, and the Chacham would say it would be the same, and then Rabbi finds ways to differentiate. But the big question after we get to that is, what about Get? So how does Get figure into all of this? Right? Get is a chur and not a function of Yanika. So this question is not our own question. We already saw in Rashi, on the next Amora that weighs in on this Machokas, Rashi points out, why does he say that it's not what you just said? It's not a Machokas bin Haris Eretz Yisrael. Why not, says Rashi? Because when it comes to that, time of the Get is not relevant. What we're discussing over there is the issue of Yanika, and Get has nothing to do with that. So the question that we're asking begs itself, is really Rashi himself pointing it out. So the inference from all this is that what would Rashi have learned until now? What did we think? We thought that it would ultimately boil down to the same issue. And therefore, if there's Yanika min ha-karka, or as we're putting it, it's called direct Yanika min ha-karka, so then it has a status of Yavasha, and that's what Rashi says right in the beginning when the two brises are mentioned. Rashi says, one man de Amar, Kimevi be'eret Yisrael, ki'ilu mevia derech Yabasha, and the other Brai says, Tanor, Engel Torah Yabasha. And again, the point in Rashi is that you need Yabasha. In other words, it's not just being Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, it has to be Yabash of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, without much more to explain, because it's hard to really say much, why should that be? We can speculate now to tomorrow. Why? Why? L'maisa, you have Gemiri, you have Shechichi, you have Tchum Eretz Yisrael, Mazeh, Ma'amikra, Zechasa, what's the problem? Okay, Afapikain. People live not on the sea. People live on land. The halachas of maybe get Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzarech Lomer, has to do with ultimately Eretz Yisrael, literally. This is what we have to say. Nachman Yitzchak disagrees with all of that. Tosus apparently didn't learn that way. Tosus at the very end of the Amud, and then we came back and saw it in earlier Tosus as well. Tosus understood that the reason why now we can go to get and connect it is because if we see for Rabbi Yehuda that there's no chiyuv of Meiser Shvius al Gabe HaNohar, then that means that this area has an association with Chutz La'aretz. Shem Chutz La'aretz al Hamakom. It is Shechichi, it is Gemiri, it's Tchum Eretz Yisrael. But it looks like Chutz La'aretz in people's minds. No, something is growing, and there's no Chiyuv Meiser Shvius. Therefore, if Shem Chutz La'aretz al Hamakom, we should invoke the principle of Shelo Tachok Medina Sayyam. And this is why, for Rabbi Yehuda, there'd be a chiyuv of b'fanai, and the chachamim who say that you are chayiv ma'aser shvius, so there's no concern, there's no shalotach. With that in mind, we understood why Tosus right away asked the question, but wait a second. We all know that the notion of shalotach lok, that's where we saw Rabbi Lezer saying that on Mavlos, that Mavlos have to say b'fanai, but the chacham disagree, and we assume l'halacha that Mavlos doesn't have to say b'fanai, because we don't say shul tachlok. We say that l'maisav it's mavlos and it's tzarech shiyomer. So why is this worse? Tosus, it's worse. Tosus doesn't explain why. So what does Tosus mean at the beginning of the Tosus outside? Afagav tekakos ha'mayim havker tzogorach mbosu le'il. The answer is that not every situation shul tachlok is identical. K'faludim l'lud, we don't accept shul tachlok, right? But a case of a nahar, that's a whole different entity, and then you have the top of the nahar, and you have the nahar in between, that kind of shul tachlok, we would say. We had a precedent for that, if you remember. Where did we see in a Rishon that there is a shul tachlok that everybody might accept? The Ran and Davav talked about Babel and the Gemara there, that you have something really far, that could be a shul tachlok, even though Babel should be like Eretz Yisrael, but it's so distant. So here, the fact that it's a different type of a mavlos, it's not the mavlos of Faludim, it's a mavlos with the Nahar, and people think that it's Chutz La'aretz because of Ptur Meiser, that we would say Shelo Tachlok according to everybody. Notice, according to Rashi, the Kasha wouldn't start. The Kasha from Mavlos. What would Mavlos do for us? Mavlos would say that even though the border goes in, and the area is now technically out of Eretz Yisrael, but Muvla, so we can imagine that the Tchum would not go in, the Tchum would sort of go around and include the Kfarudim, would include the good. So what are we doing? We're just making it to be within the Tchum. For Rashi, that was never the issue. It's always been within the Tchum. But it's another problem. It's not Yabash of Eretz Yisrael. So Muvlos, not till tomorrow, Muvlos is in fact in Tzach Shiyomer, but it's not Yabash. So for Rashi, the Kashi would be stuck. Okay. Then, mentioned already now, it's interesting, because later on in Mar Makomos, but you see, according to Tosus, where does Menachem Bar Yitzchak, who comes in Daf Ches, so where does he differ from before? For Rashi, he's differing to say, nothing to do with Yanika, right? Nothing to do with Yanika. Therefore, a new pshat. According to Tosus, what would he be saying? We don't allow to say that you don't have to say b'fanei based on shelo tachlok. In other words, what he's dismissing is all of what we just said for Tosus. So, right? In other words, we never say shelo tachlok, period. The Ramban, in the earlier Daf, can I have it later on your Yomar Makomos sheet, and on Daf Ches, but the Ramban is on Daf Hey, and he says, today, whenever you have a case of Shechichi Gemiri, you don't have to say B'fanai. And he mentions B'toch HaDvarim. He says, V'naktinan, ha-nevi get medina le-medina, hechad eshichi le-kaimo, lo bai shiyom ha-fayinechta, fayinechta, fil b'chutz l'aretz. We don't say shiyasa do-kilku according to Rabbah. That's only for Rabbah. So if we have today, b'zman hazeh, nevi b'chutz l'aretz, manish, and shichi le-gemiri, so you don't have to say b'fana. And then he goes, b'hemshach HaDvarim, he says, v'od, the ha-asik Rav Nachman adav ches, to be in a horror story to sell kuyam a little prigi, b'chi prigi b'yam agado. V'ra'am ishim shalot tachlok, she'en b'yam lo edem mitzuyin, v'lo edem mitzuyin. Basically, he's saying, within Rav Nachman, we have, there's no lo tachlok to talk about. You can't talk about any reality of mitzuyin, en mitzuyin b'yam. Elishim, who be Eretz Yisrael, l'shar dvarim, en rachalot b'neim l'yin gittin. Finished. So the Ramban is clearly sounding more al derech Tosfos, right? Because when he discusses Nachman ben Yitzchak, he doesn't say anything about Yenika. He says, what you have here is, there's no atachluk anymore. It's a different issue. Okay, what about the rest of the Tosfos? The Tosfos comes with Akasha from the case of maybe get be'aliyah be'eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos assumes that the Chiyuv Meiser would or would not exist. What is Tosfos Kasha? Chiyuv Meiser would not exist. Why wouldn't it exist? Because it's Baliyah, it's not coming straight from the ground, right? Nope. So now, would you say that you sent a Shliach from the Aliyah, he would have to say B'fanai? No. What do you mean? But I just told you that there's an idea of Shilotachok. Yeah, but you see, it's not true. In other words, clearly you don't say that. You don't say that the Shliach has to say B'fanai. So your whole thesis is wrong. Because maybe get Baliya Beret Yisrael. Of course he doesn't have to say B'fanai. Ay, the Maisa, there's a Tur Maisa right here. That's Tosfos Kasha. What's Tosfos' answer as we understood it? The Omri. The Lodami. Why? The Aliyah, true. Up in the Aliyah, you plant, you have something growing, pater. But if you would plant right below, in this very sense, which you could do, it's a normal possibility, and so then you would have a pachir. So therefore, it's different. So what does Tosfos mean? What's the vort? The vort is, there's no reason to say shulatachok. Because true on top, it's pater, but the same people that see a ptur on top can see a chiv on the bottom. By the yam, agavi nar, there's no such other, the only mitzias that you can have, that you can speak about, of something growing, is where you have it in a sphina. You're not going to be able to have a mitzias of planting below it. The nar is here, so you're not planting it. So the only thing that people can see is what will grow will be pater. Here, it's pater on top, it's chayim below, so therefore there's no reason people are going to call it a chutz laretz. And therefore, there's no shulatach. Pashut shentosis.
Just to clarify, everyone, but according to the Mahal, no matter what, everyone agrees that, like, Me'ikar Adin, you shouldn't need, you know, the Sfinah, you shouldn't really need to say B'fanai, right? That's the whole word of shulatach.
But shulatach,
right.
Right, but shulatach. So Tosis was trying to ask, but you see, Matt, I just told you, it was clearly not true, because we don't say shulatach and suddenly require in Eretz Yisrael Baliyah to say B'fanai. So Tosis says, no, that's because there's no shulatach there, because they can plant below. Yeah. Okay, the deal that we ended with is as follows. All very good. So learning up Shantosis, I think it's very good. Actually, before that, what about Rashi? So Rashi has to address the issue of maybe get Baliyah. What could we say for Rashi? So that we brought the Tosfos HaRash. The Tosfos HaRash says, Tshuvas HaRash says, a chidush, that if a person will plant on his roof, on a higher story, it's not mamish connecting to the offer. But he says, as long as it's all mechuber ultimately to the ground, it's a piece of real estate, so everything is, you know, it's not portable. So he says, that's called tarka. Again, the unika we always said there is. There's all these gaps between the top where you planted and the bottom earth itself. It's like you have stones that have gaps within the karka. That's fine. That's all one entity. That doesn't bother me. And why? Because that's the derech. He brings the pasuk, hayotzi asada. This is a derech. People plant like that. So therefore, the argument thus has the assumption, you could say, that lamala, if you plant ba'aliyah, you're going to be putter. The Rush disagrees with it. The Rush assumes you're absolutely chayiv. It talks about arle, it talks about truma, it talks about a kerem on the roof. It's a derech lizroa. So therefore, it's different than what? Than what case? Case of utzitz. Utzitz, it's something which is it's not a chelk of the ground. It's movable. So then you have to discuss the question, utzitz nakuv, and that's where the issue is. Agav yesedos, maybe you'd be putter, maybe for everybody, maybe for one of these shitas. But a case of planting on the roof, it's mamish chayiv. It's like you have a gap within the karka itself. Okay. So apparently Tosis disagreed with that. Apparently the machokas. My only problem is that the same Rush who says in a tshuva that it would be the bechiv to plant on the roof does in fact discuss what Tosa says here. I don't know. Pashut, something's missing. I'm not missing. But he says the temo fima the medami hashta get the ma'aser v'chemi v'get ba'aliyah be'eretz Yisrael yichashiv k'mevi b'chutz la'aretz mishum da'aseriyah ba'aliyah patur min ha'ma'aser. What is he asking? The Rosh Lishitaso, there's no Ptur Maiser. I mean, I don't know what to say. L'chore, it sounds like a beautiful answer to Tosis Kasha, and it works for Rashi, but the Rosh himself does bring Tosis Kasha. What?
They pointed
out? Yeah.
Yeah, they pointed out that they read Tosfos, he's changing in the Havamina and the Teretz. And at first he thought, they make a presumption that you're Pater in the Aliyah. By the end of Tosfos, I mean, it's not Samash, it says Rayo Lischayev.
Yeah, we were saying that Otos meant was Rayo Lischayev in the bottom, not on the top.
So in the fullness, they want to say that the Rush is changing in the answer he's
saying. But the Rush means,
so they want to say that means the Rosh is trying to say that
because of his whole heart and the tshuva.
Yeah,
that's what he said. To me, it sounds like a big doichik. I don't know. It's certainly not the way we're in Tosis. Now, there was one other diuk. Yes.
To me, it was that the way that it was in the tshuva, it's like he's setting up an entire new sada on his roof. It's not the same as Afar Chutz La'aretz and the Aliyah. It sounds like there could be a difference in you're setting up an entire ecosystem on your roof, so then maybe that's chayav. You're setting that's chayav. Yeah, so
the last saying that, you're saying this is sort of in between. It's not an utzitz, but it's not exactly like the construct that he has over here. So it's not us, it's either, for sure. It's one structure, the aliyah, it's a building, right? It's an aliyah, it's the second story of the building. It's all mechubar, that's why we thought it's connected, it's similar to what the Rosh has. The same there, because the Mamish built this whole... He talks about the fact that it's derech lizroa, and it's mechubar. I think it could be very much that over here, too. I don't know. Now, the other diuk that we had is the Lashon Tosis was... Now, in the Rush, you don't see this. It's in Tosfos and Rush, it's interesting. The Rush in Tosfos and Rush is v'chi amevi get be'aliyah yechashkim v'chutz la'aretz mishum tazoreya be'aliyah. What offer is it? It doesn't say. Hazoreya be'aliyah patr min ha'maaser. Period. Hazoreya be'aliyah patr min ha'maaser. He assumes that it's patr. Okay? I don't know what to do with the stira. But it doesn't tell you what the offer is. Hazoreya be'aliyah patr min ha'maaser. Right? Look at the words of Tosfos. Atu, right? Meiser, mayin get to meiser. Atu, maybe get baliyah be'aretz. Say yichashik kimei b'chutz la'aretz. Mishum the offer habasham mechutz la'aretz pata mimeiser. What did Tosfos talk about offer chutz la'aretz? What if it'll be offer Eretz Yisrael? What's the reason why you're pater? Because it's not direct yinika, right? As we said before. So then, what's the difference? The offer is Eretz Yisrael for chutz la'aretz. Shouldn't matter. Why is Tosi Afa Chutz La'aretz? Afa Chutz La'aretz. What's the difference? The Rush didn't. Tosi Rush didn't say that. Tosi Rush says Mishum that Hazoreya Baliyah Patam Na Meiser. It doesn't matter. Afa Eretz Yisrael will be Patr as well for Rabbi Yehuda. So where could Tosi have gotten this idea of Afa Chutz La'aretz? Why did he say that? So maybe Tosi got it from the Gemara. Because in the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah or the Bais and Chala, he actually talks about the case of Afa Chutz La'aretz, Abba B'Svin. This machokes in the Chachamim is discussing a case that the afar in the Svina is afar chutz laaretz. So now the question is, why does it talk about, does it matter? If you take afar Eretz Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael, and you plant it in America, and you plant something, chayvim ma'aser or not? For sure not. The makom is gore, not the afar. So why is it say afar chutz laaretz? The Mishnah Lamelech says in Ilchus Bikurim, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, it's lav dafka. It only mentioned the ribusa. What's the ribusa? That even the chachamim, even though it's afachutzla, it's a chacham is still saying it's chayiv anyway. Because once you have it being yonek from Eretz Yisrael, the afar could have been chutzgar. It doesn't matter. You're still going to be chayiv. But the fact that you're potter from Yehuda is not going to change if it's afar Eretz Yisrael. Now that is not going to work for Tosis. Tosis is not talking about the man d'amar of Chayev. He's talking about the man d'amar of Pater, of Yehuda. So why did Tosis say afar chutz laaretz? And I mean, the same Mishnah Melech Zvar, that it's a chidush for the Chachamim, that can't be pshat. Tosis would sound like it would matter. The afar Eretz Yisrael would change the equation. And other Rishonim also a bit mashmah that way. The Iri, the Ritva. Look, I'll give you an example. The Ritva by Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira, Atzitz Nakav Mulach Gabi Yisedos. Now I ask you, Banu Machokes Bin Chacham, what's the case of the offer? Banu Machokes. So what would you say? According to Mishnah Melech? Doesn't matter. Tzak the Ritva, Chidusha Ritva, Rav Zeira, Atzitz Nakav Mulach Yisedos, Perush, the Yeshbo Afar Chutz Laretz. Banu Machokes Bin Rabbanu. No. So what does he say? The machokis, as far as Gabi, the Yanika issue, is going to talk about a case of afar chutz laaretz. What does it sound like from the Ritva? Were it to be afar Eretz Yisrael in the Atzitz, then even who? Even Rabbi Yehuda would be mo that you're chayiv. And then you go back to the Mishnah Chali, you say the same thing. So then I think Tosis must have been also thinking like that. So what could be the pshat? What could be the pshat? What should it matter? So I saw Rav Nachum talks about this. He wants to go like this. He wants to say, it could be an afkamina on a midrabanan level. Notice the Rashi. Rashi on the very bottom of the Amud, by the case of Atzitz. Rashi says, L'rabanan avira kemad deman chazamya. According to Rabbanan, it's as if it be on the ground. Rav Yehuda lo mechayed b'maisa midoraisa ademan cha'ara. One word. Rashi says, for Yehuda, you're not chayiv unless it's mamish on the ground. But Rashi says, you're not machoyev midoraisa. Why does Rashi add midoraisa? What does it sound like from Rashi? That even according to Rav Zeira, who's pinning the machokis, pinning the case of Nakov on machokis v'na chachamim, that which Rabbi Yehuda would say pater is only pater midoraisa, but chayiv midrabbana. Now, what about if I talked about the case of Sfina? Rashi didn't say anything. What about the case of a Yehuda says Pater, if it's not Sfina, Gosheshes? Does Rashi indicate there of Yehuda Poter, right? Emasai. Ava ena Sfina Gosheshes Pater. Pater midaraisa, but midraban chayev, or Pater even midrabana. So Rashi's silent. So what's the difference? So that's a diuk. Anyway, you call it, that's a diuk. Rashi's mashba, that by the case of Atzitz, it would be chayef Rav Yehuda midrabanan. And Rashi didn't say anything earlier. It sounds like by the case of Sfina, it would be pater even midrabanan. What's the difference? So I'm not sure if this is the only answer, but the diuk is a diuk, right? Rashi didn't talk about the case of Atzitz, what type of offer it is. The case of Sfina, we know what type of offer it is. What's the case of Sfina? What does the Brisha say? Afar chutz laaretz. Maybe like this. Maybe in a case of afar chutz laaretz, there's not even going to be a chiyuv midrabanan. But if it's afar Eretz Yisrael, then it'll be a chiyuv midrabanan. So here is Rashi would disagree with the Ritva about the case of Atzitz. In the case of Sfina, it's mefurish in the Mishnah or the Brayis in Chala that's afar chutz laaretz. So Rashi's silent. Rav Yehuda poter, not just midaraisa, you pata midrabanan as well. But the case of Atzitz, Rashi is assuming, for some reason, I don't know, that the afar in this case is afar Eretz Yisrael. If it's Averet Yisrael, it would still be Pata Midaraisa, but maybe Rabbanu would be Chayef. And that's what Rashi says, the words Midaraisa. Now, is there a Machokis Rashi in the Ritva? Not necessarily. Because what did the Ritva say in the case of Avzera? That Perish V'Yishbar for Chutz Laretz. So the only point is that the Ritva assumes that the Ptur for Rav Yehuda in the case of Arfitz is also even Drabban. So he made the case the same case as Afa Chutz Laretz. This is Rav Nachum's Cheshbin that he wants to say. He connects it to one of the sheets of Rishonim like this. But he wants to say maybe that's where Afa Chutz Laretz does make a difference. That Afa Eretz Yisrael would have made you Chayim Drabbanan. Okay, so then maybe Tosos needed to say bedafka for chutz laretz because otherwise it does have chiyuv rabbanan. Tosos wants it to be a case where you patur even completely. That's maybe one way to think about the diuk of the Mishnah Lemelech. Yes, Shlomo and Daniel. Yeah.
You thought that maybe it was also about the fact that it's an offer chutz laretz, it's a low tackle issue also, that you're going to bring it up there and everyone's going to see. And
more reasons say lotachok if it's afa chutz laretz. I see. Interesting. I hear. So then that's more reason, but that's more forget. You see, but it's not really relevant for the case at hand, though. In other words, well, no, because in terms of the tour for Meiser, for Rabbi Yehuda, would it matter?
The issue is
lotachok is only relevant for get. Here the issue is unika. And whether it's God or Gavikarka, so that shouldn't matter. Unless you say what Rav Nachum says, and maybe Nafkamina with Rabbanan. But the Latachim is only relevant for get. Yes, Daniel.
For Tosos, if you'd be Chayav, for Rabbi Yehuda, then Tosos, if you'd be Chayav, so then Lechora, then it would have a shame Eretz Yisrael. Wouldn't that be a problem with it?
No, so you're saying Chayav with Rabbanan. So Tosis needed to be asking like this. You're saying the fact that Tosis needed to be Pater even Midrabanan, otherwise you don't have Shilotachlok. Oh, that's what you mean as well. The only reason why you say, I'm sorry, you were saying the same thing. The only reason you say Shilotachlok is because it's Pater even Midrabanan. Otherwise, people see Maisa, people see it's Chayef, so it's Chayef. So then it's no shame Chutz Laretz Alam Makar. So it had to be off of Chutz Laretz for the case of Sfina, in order that there should be a basis to connect it now to get. I see. But by Arfitz, you'll agree, it could be for Eretz Yisrael, and that's Rashi. That's what Rashi says. See, I think it's good. So Rashi says by Arfitz, Loma Chayim Edoraisa, because Rashi's assumption is the case of Arfitz for Eretz Yisrael. Although the Ritva thought it was Afar Chutz Laretz and Nifrei, because he assumed it's even Pater, even there, Midrabanan as well, but both agree that would be the difference. Tosfos needed to talk about Chutz Laretz because otherwise there's no discussion with Tacha. Good. Now hear reason. Okay, excellent. Very, very good. One other Svara, maybe we said this at the end of Shir Thursday very quickly, maybe one other Svara without the Mahalach of Rav Nachum. Why should Afar Yisrael matter versus Afar Chutz Laretz? Why should it be better if it's Afar Yisrael? So he makes a cheshbon of Amnachmiz because of Drabanan and then Meltachel, good. Maybe something else. The issue has to do, of course, the Machayev is never the offer. You take off Eretz Yisrael, out of Eretz Yisrael, you're not Chayev. But the difference is, in terms of the dynamic that's going on over here for Rabbi Yehuda, that the Nahar is Mafsik between what's growing Agabi Anor on top of it and what's going on below, which is the Karaka beneath the water. So here's where maybe there could be a difference. The Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that the Nahar is Mafsi. The Nahar makes it that what's growing on top of it is not viewed as direct Yanika growing from the Karka. Therefore, it's like a separate entity, and therefore I can't see the connection to what's going on below. But Medvar Mamurin, perhaps, if the Afar is foreign soil, it's not soil that is of the same place as the Afar beneath the water. We're saying a story here that maybe we can distinguish. So then we say the Nahar is mafsik between, even though the Yanika ultimately can trace itself down to below, but I don't see what's growing on top of the ship, on top of the Nahar, as being directly Yonik from below, because below is Afar Eretz Yisrael, and above the Nahar is Afar Chutz Laretz. And therefore, true, the Yanika is coming from below, but I don't see it as direct. And therefore, the Nahar is able to be mafsik. But were I to have the case of Afar Eretz Yisrael on the ship, which is natural Eretz Yisrael soil, So then I would see the nar not as a gap, not as a chok, which is la'atzma, but as a hefsik within the offer. It's all one offer. It's all the same type of offer. There's offer below of Eretz Yisrael, there's offer above Eretz Yisrael. Then the nar is not viewed as a separate entity. Then the nar is just considered a gap within the actual one entity of Eretz Yisrael. If it's all of Eretz Yisrael after all, then I'm more likely to see the nar not as a mafsik. So basically the Mahalach we've been using for the sugya, not being mafsik, could explain why Afer Tisrael is better than Afer Chutzlatz. Another way to think about, if you assume not the Mishnah Melech, that Afer Tisrael would change the equation for Yehuda, maybe that's why. Okay, these are two possibilities, either the idea of the Chivad Rabbanan, or because, as we're saying, maybe the Svara would change in terms of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emasai, this is now sort of a side topic in general about the Kolim of the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emasai, so when he's explaining or arguing, that's what the Gemara is assuming, that he's arguing. But we find Rabbi Yehuda's Lashonos can be Emasai B'medim Ma'amur, and we find in the Mishnayis and the Braises very often. We have discussions in the Sugyas HaGemara whether we view Rabbi Yehuda as a Cholek or a Mefarish when it comes to such Lashonos. Clearly this Gemara is assuming that it's a Machokes, Lo Kasha, HaRabbi Yehuda HaRabbana. And then Banu Machokes Rabbi Yehuda HaRabbana, right? So it's assuming Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue. Mashma de emasai Rabbi Yehuda balachlo. Kliim tomar, perek chalon, ubezeborer, amav shubelevi. The Gemara has a statement, shubelevi, in those two places, kalmakam sham Rabbi Yehuda emasai, uvameh, either the word emasai, the word bameh, eno el lefaresh. It's coming to explain the shita of the Tanakhama, not to argue it. Rav Yochanan distinguishes between the two expressions. Rav Yochanan amar, emasai, is coming lefarish. Bameh is lachok. Meanwhile, according to both shittas, what do we see? Almo kuyam emasai lefarish. So how could the Gemara here take for granted that Rav Yehuda is coming to be cholek, the Lashon is emasai? And both Rav Yochanan and Shimon Levi both agree that emasai is lefarish, and the machokis is gabi bameh. So mamish against those two amarayim, that we always assume that emasai is lefarish. The Yeshlomar, that there's another shita out there, and our Rav Yirmiyah, who's coming to give the answer, he goes like that shita. Rav Yirmiyah, the Hacha, Savik Ram Bachama, the Isri Perk, the Borer, that feel Emesai Lachlok. That Emesai can also be Lachlok. If that's the answer, then we have to change the Girsa in Hemshacha Gemara. Ufisa Gogasin Bishmaitin Am Rav Yochanan Atzit Nakov, Hamuch Gabi Seidos, Ban Machos Vid Rabbanan, Kmosha Kazav Mixas Svarim. In other words, we have a Girsa Rav. I'm Rav Zera, but some had a gear of Rav Yochanan. It couldn't be Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that Emesai is Farish. So we're not going to Rav Yochanan connecting Atzitz Nakov to the Machlokes, Yudha Rabbanan. Rav Yochanan is Emesai Farish. Ella, I'm Rav Huna, that's one possible Girsa. Or the Istigarsi, like we have Rav Zera, Kedisa Barov Svar. Okay, so the answer is that our sugya, Rav Yirmiyah, is going, and also Rav Zeira is going, according to Rambam Chama, that Emesai is also Lachlok. Another possibility. Od Yishloma, Denirik is from the Garsi of Soper Chalon, like the sugya, the gears that we have in Erevin there, as follows. Kol Malkam Sha'amah Rabbi Yehuda, B'mishna Seinu, Emesai Vameh. The Gemara statement is that when Rabbi Yehuda says the word Emesai Vameh in a Mishnah, it's coming Lefarish. The Dafka b'mishnah emesai lefarish, avad b'braisa lo. In which case, this is a braisa. Tosu is now going to assume that, see, it says the Tanan, but he's going to tell you soon it's really a braisa because there's a shino in the Lashon. Utrei tanoi libid Rabbi Yehuda. It's two shitas within Rabbi Yehuda, whether Rabbi Yehuda was arguing or he was just explaining. V'hacha braisa, this is not a detnan. No, Tosus would not have to give us a detnan. It's a braisa. How do I know it's not the Mishnah? It's the Mishnah there. Look at Chalat Perek Beis. You'll see the same words. No, the Mishnah is not the Chalat. Lo Misayim ba avu enas finigol sheshes petura ki the Misayim hacha. In other words, Am Rav Yehuda, Ema Sayim b'manches finigol sheshes. Ad kan the Lashon Mishnah. Here, the braisa, as we know in general, the braisas are always a little more explicit, more verbose than Mishnayos, and more succinct. So when you see extra words here, it's a giveaway that this is actually not a Mishnah. The braisa, that's like braisa, like the Seftis, like you see the Seftis in the back of the Gemara, these are braisas. Braisas will often say the same thing as a Mishnah with a little more explanation, a little more tweaking. So the fact that you have the extra words here, but Enzvi Gosheshes Patra, sounds like the quote here is not a quote of the Mishnah. And that's going to answer Akasha, because it comes out in the Mishnah, that version of Rabbi Yehuda, the one who was codifying the Mishnah, he was assuming Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to explain the Tanakh, and it's no machokas. But the brises that's being quoted here, that Tanakh, even Rabbi Yehuda, is assuming Rabbi Yehuda came lachok, the second Aryeh. So that shows that it's a brise here. When he did Masnis in the Chalabal of Farish, right, according to the version of Rabbi Yehuda, as quoted in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda did not come to argue, because the Mishnah, Emesai, is always a Farish, but the brise about lachok. So that's where we are so far. So either we go like Shitas Rami Bachama, and we assume that he can even be arguing in the Mishnah with the word Amasai, or this is actually a different version of Rabbi Yehuda, and this is a Brisa and not a Mishnah, as indicated from the Lashon, in which case the Brisa, we can assume Rabbi Yehuda actually is coming Lachluk. That's where we are so far. Yes.
I mean, there are two Shitas of Chacham, not two Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, he's saying the same thing. It's just whether Bonamark.
Right, but two Shitas within whether Rabbi Yehuda was coming to disagree or not.
But a Shita's the same. It's just the Chacham of Jesus changing.
No.
Because either different
Mesorah. Yehuda says what he says, just whether he's explaining the Rabbanan or he's saying it on his own.
Ah.
So it's really the Chacham.
I leave that. Yeah, you mean it's a full ad. The full ad is Chacham too, right? If according to the verse of either being the Pharisee, then the Chachamim, right, would be agreeing.
Like, I don't know what's the problem.
Yeah. Okay. Avo kashya perk chalon perk zabor parech mikoch brisa diktani vacham omim umuchach bnei brisa masis nami asalachok. So Gemara is using a brisa to ask a kasha. So what's the kasha brisa? You could say that was a different version of Rabbi Yehuda. Yeshlomer that matzlishnui who tanach vino. You could have answered that's a different shita in a chenami. The masis in laolam bala farish. Whatever the Gemara is talking about there, the Gemara gives a different answer because it had a different answer. And so we just said you have to say that in another place as well. That Emesai is Lefarish only in the Mishnah. And here he's going to get into a specific example. The Perek Kisi Adam Tanya. We have the Sugya of Kisi Adam. We have the question of when you have to, how much time has to be covered. It says in a pasuk v'chiso ba'ofer, pasuk in Achrimos, by Parshas Shkutei Chutz and Kisli Adam there. So melamed v'chiso ba'ofer, melamed shekol dam u'chay v'chassus. That even all the blood, melamed mikan omu dam anita is what goes on the sakin, for example. So when you shecht, some of the blood goes on the knife. Does that have to be covered as well? You have to scratch it off and then do Kisli Adam on that. So it says kol dam. Amrav Yehuda, Emesai, B'sman she'en shem dam. It's only if that's the only dam you have. Then you have to cover the dam on the sakin. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that? The time of Yehuda, first Hashem, the kasav damo, the chiso, as the pasuk says, shachad as damo, the chiso ba'afer damo, mixed as damo. The al karchach the polga tanakama, and there he for sure is arguing. The behedra katani tanakama kol damo. That you have to do kisa in everything, even if there is other dam. In other words, you have to do kisa in everything. Uposikasam Rabbeinu Tam Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes out, it's a machlokes, and it's a brisa. So you have to see what we said is correct. And the brisa he argues, and the Mishnah he explains. So now how do we paskin? Uposikasam Rabbeinu Tam Kriyida the Masnisin. Kirav Yehuda, no, it's Kirav Yehuda. The Masis Nasan Balafarish, since in the Mishnah he's not arguing, if he's arguing Halacha Chachamim, he's explaining Halacha Kirabim, and everyone agrees. So Rabbeinu Tam feels that since in the Mishnah it's Lefarish, so he paskins like Rav Yehuda because he's in the Mishnah he's explaining. Miush Shema Rabban de Braisa Iker. Maybe he could say that in the Braisa he's arguing, and the Chachamim in the Braisa should be given more weight in Halacha. The Braisa, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah that version of Rabbi Yehuda that he's explaining is marginalized by the Shita the Chacham in the Braisa, who hold differently. Okay. So Maisa, what comes out of this Tosis? Rabbi Yehuda's Emesai. Is from the Sugya Mavur, this Emesai is what? It's Lachok. Either it's a Bachama or because it's a Brais. How does the Rambam paskin, and how would you come out in the halacha as far as the Sfina she'enegosheshes? So we have two Rambams that seem to be a contradiction with each other. Right, one Rambam. On our case, Hilchos Trumas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Gimel, Afar Chutz La'aretz, Sheba B'Sfina La'aretz. So the case Mamish like recording over here, B'Zman She'Sfina Gosheshes La'aretz, if the Sfina is scratching against the ground under the water, Harit Sameach Bochai B'Trum Ma'isres U'Shvias, that what's growing in it, it's chayv in those things. Kitzomeach beretzo atzmi. So the Rambam paskins that when is it chayv? Only if sfina gosheshes. Who is the Rambam paskin like? Rabbi Yehuda. He's a yachid. Apparently, the Rambam is assuming Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing. Otherwise, why do you pass like a yachid against the rabbi? Our sugya is nevuah and our sugya that Rabbi Yehuda harabana. Now again, this may not be the final maskan in terms of the two brises, but meanwhile, the Gemara within the machokas of within this case itself, the Gemara that doesn't necessarily have to change. Whether you want to apply it to get is what Nachum Yitzchak says. No, by get it's a different machokas. But meanwhile, the stam of the Gemara seems to assume that Yehuda is coming lachlok. That's why Rav Zeir wanted to connect it to Atzit Agav Yisaydos. The Rambam passing is with Rav Yehuda. So the Nosi Kalim point out. Let's see the Ketzin Mishnah says, Mishnah Chala, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Kamakam Sha'ama Rabbi Yehuda. Now he's going with the Mishnah Chala. Emesai Ein Ela Farish. The Afal Gav says the Ketzin Mishnah. There Kama Digin Mashma Rabbi Yehuda Lachlok Fartirtzu Shama Tosis. What does he mean? Fartirtzu. Which terrors does he want to say alluding to? In a Mishnah, he's the fact. So the Rambam decided to go, not like the Gemara is quoting the Braisa. The Braisa, he's arguing according to that version of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machokes between Yehuda and Chachamim. Okay, but meanwhile, the Rambam felt he wanted to paskin like the Mishnah. In the Mishnah's version, it's a no machokes. It's Rabbi Yehuda is a Messiah's Lefarish. So that could be good. The Rambam could work with Tosas Teretz. That's what the Ketz Mishnah seems to be saying. What does the Radvaz say? Something similar, right? The Radvaz, he brings the Mishnah. It continues. He says, "Kol makim shomer Rabbi Yehuda, farish tivicham kaas im lo lachlo kaas pirsha mishnayis." V'achinami b'psak me the kasha of Moshe Rabbi Yehuda. Now he asked the kasha. The kasha perkam digit nika tamam meroy the spiru the pligi. Yeshlomar, so he basically fachases over what we just read in Tosfos. Yeshlomar, the Hani Amarai, Svil Kiravam Bachama, the Iskay Perik Zabora, the few Emesai Balachlo, Kabona Lakai Monachi, El Kavishu Belevi of Yochanan, all the Emesai read the Balafarish. So he's going with the first teretz of Tosfos and says, okay, we accept the Yochan Shibalevi. Ufiza Lakai Mon Krav Zera. So what should follow? If this is correct, then where does Rav Zera fit? Now we don't know Bechau. Where Rav Zera's psak is going to fall anyway. Because after Rav Zera said what he said, what did Rava do? Rava pushed back in both directions. So we're going to have to deal with that for itself. After finishing our sugya, what is the halacha of Atzis Nagnab to say this? That's going to be its own question. Because Rav Zera said one thing, Rava deflects in both directions. But Rav Zera's position was that we link it to Yehuda Chachamim. But now if Yehuda Chachamim not arguing, we go basically that the assumption is without Gosheshes. So then it's putter. So what would be our Sisagabi Yisaydos? What should you say? Unless you use the Svara Rava to say that it should be better because it's only by Svina, so Yilavroach. That's the only Svara you could say. But without that, it should be putter. He says, Ufiza lokaimu krav zera damas nagam yomachom zera ela bein rav yudah merabana modu. So they want to know, why doesn't it talk about the case here of what it I want you to look at the other Rambam now. It's interesting. The Rambam by Arla. Meister Sheni Netta by Perek Yud. The Rambam in Halacha Hey has a case of Noteya B'Sfina. And the Rambam says, Notia b'svina, Shisarabim b'svina, and so on. Chayavim b'arla u'beravai. Now, what's the problem? What didn't the Rambam tell us? You don't know, it doesn't say about the offer. We don't know if it matters. But something else should have been mentioned by the Rambam. The Shpiko Sheshes. According to the Rambam, it's only by Kosheshes that the Chi of Meisir Shvius. But here, by Arla, the Rambam doesn't talk about Kosheshes. It's Amtea B'Svina Chayiv. That's interesting. Why wouldn't the Rambam qualify this and only by Svina Kosheshes?
Because it's
Afaret Yisrael. So you want to say because it's Afaret Yisrael, you're just assuming that would make a difference. And then the Rambam would agree by, and it comes out, there's no real difference, you're thinking there's no difference between, it's not that there's a difference between Arla and Maisa. It's the difference between the Afar. If it's Afaret Yisrael, there'd be a Chi of Maisa as well. Even though the Rambam never said that in any particular place, he just talked about the case of Afar Chutz Laretz. He's saying it would be Mashma. And if it was Afar Chutz Laretz, then you'd be Patur Mi'Arla too. That's what you want to say.
Yes.
But the interesting thing is, Rambam doesn't directly tell you both cases. He just tells you, his Ima said Varim, he's saying Pashtus, it must be Afar Yisrael. But he doesn't.
Why would you think otherwise if it doesn't tell you Chutz Laretz?
And therefore, the Rambam in the other case talked about Afar Chutz Laretz, so it's Mashba.
Is this talking about now as Eretz Yisrael? Is talking about
Yamadu? No, Te'ah B'Sfina.
I mean, because that would also play into the role.
Bistama, you have to be in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. You have to be in the Tchum. If it's Sfina Chutz Laretz, then what's the Hakim Echav and Arlo?
Rambam
Yisrael
said that. Yeah. It's about Yamadu, isn't it?
Yeah, but. Okay, we'll have to wait and see when we get to that. Okay, but the Rambam doesn't say Pashtus is talking there just well. Pashtus, he would be there just well. Could there be another Pashtus? Here, you want to say maybe that's the Nafkamina. What offer is it? Could it be possibly, a number of Achronim want to say that possibly there could be an Nafkamina between the standards of Maaser Shvius and that of Arla? Now you have to think about how to formulate it. What could be a possible nafkamina? Maybe this entire issue of the tour for Rav Yehuda, which for the Rambam we paskin like Rav Yehuda because it's a machlokes, it's only specific to Maaser Shvius. Now Maaser is a little bit easier. Shvius, we'll have to see how that could fit in. But Arla, and that is, what do you need to have the chiv of Maaser? You need to have a sada, right? A sada. So maybe that's where we say, if it's not Sfina Kosheshes, I can't see this as a Sada. But maybe by Arla, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say Sada anywhere. You're planted. There's your Nika. So maybe the Rambam feels that the problem has to do with something more than just anything we've been saying until now. It's not called a Sada if it's not direct. Use the idea of direct Nika if you want, but it's not called a Sada. And we had the Rosh and the Tshuva talked about the case on the roof, and it's considered to be like the derech, it's considered a sada. But the Rosh that the Tshuva's Rosh keeps using is, it has to be like a sada. Yotzi ha-sada shana shana. I got this idea from the Tshuva's Rosh. Well, chiva torah v'sh ma'isev, tfuah zarecha k'derech sha'olam zorin. What are the standards for Arla? Now, this is very nice, but you can talk about this issue in terms of Shvius. What is a Chiv of Shvius? Is it a Chiv of Sada? When they created all these types of things where it's like, it's not exactly a Sada, it's like a hothouse, greenhouses, whatever they're called. So is that a Chiv? It could be even a Shad of Yerushalmi about this. Is that a Chiv just because it's technically growing from Afar to Yisrael, but it doesn't have the framework of a Sada? So what are the standards in terms of what you need to have for Chiv Shvius? And it could be everything is different. By Arla, Kisabawa, all right, so Netatem. Okay, so Svina has Afar, Eretz Yisrael, there's Yenika. What else do you need? Netatem. You're in Eretz Yisrael, Kisabawa, Aretz, Netatem. So Arla has what it takes. Arla, there's no extra conditions. You don't need to have any kind of a physical type of a framework. A sada, what about a bias? When something is complete, that's also the shadow by Shvius. If you have these things that completely surround, are completely covered, you don't look at it as a sada, it's like a bias. So if you have a ilan betocha bias, yeah, and you have something growing, would it be chiv and arla? Maybe yes. Why not? But maybe by Meiser has to have some kind of a tzura of a sada. So these are, again, there's different ways we can play it. But it could be that the chiluk doesn't lie within Afar, Chutzlaris, Afar Tisrael, but rather the Mechayiv in Arla doesn't have as much of the requirements that you need necessarily for a Meiser. Therefore, the Rambam is willing to say that by as long as you have what you have, the Yinika and the Sfina in Eretz Yisrael, you have a Chiyuv Arla. Maybe by Meiser Shvias, Meiser getting a little bit easier, Shvias you have to know more. Maybe that's why the Rambam would pater. By Ein Sfina Gosheshes. It's Gosheshes that has more of a feeling of a Sada. If it's like this, it's not a Sada. Yeah, you can trace Yinika back to the bottom of the water. It's not a Sada. That's not a Chiyuv Meiser. But Arla doesn't need that. Yeah, for you, Chayv and Arla.
Why is the Rabbi
Bracha Dalit
use the
Rashi of Sadr? What's the Rashi of the
Bracha
Dalit? Okay, you could still have a Sadr. No, because typically it's a Sadr, but the point is you don't need, it doesn't have to be Sadr. The Shus HaRabim, he tells you, okay, that must be a Sadr, but okay, with Svina. Okay, let's see, there's different ways to do it. Okay, we have to get into the Tosfos on Atzeres Nakav, the issue of Nekiva and Yinika more, that's coming up, the Sugya Menachas, again, tomorrow's a tinus, we'll see how much you can do. You have to see the Sugya Menachas carefully, the Tosfos quotes in Pei Dalet, try to get through that, and then ultimately back to Atzeres, how do we pass in about Atzeres, and then more about geography of Eretz Yisrael, that comes in Daf Ches.